Let's get some good news going. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Dairy numbers are okay.
Yeah, we'll try and be the good news guy. Yeah, global dairy trade auction overnight, 1.8% rise in the global dairy trade price index. That's a good outcome. You know, we had, you know, the prices started recovering towards the end of 23, didn't they? And then we had three positive auctions in January. Since then, I think mixed would be an appropriate term to describe the outcomes. When you look at the component products overnight, the support across those products looks quite broad-based. Look at the higher value or the added value products. Butter was up 2.1%, cheddar up 8%, mozzarella, who doesn't love a bit of mozzarella, up 2.3%. So, but the key volume products being skim milk powder, that posted a small lift, 0.4%, but better than going down. And whole milk powder was up a healthy 2.4%. Now, just sort of giving a bit of context there, if I look at the average prices, the recent peak in the whole milk powder average price was $3,463. Last night, your average price, $3,350. So it's within cooey, so that's pretty good. And also, I looked at the futures pricing for whole milk powder leading into this auction, and it had sort of suggested you wouldn't have been surprised to see a weaker outcome in whole milk powder. So all in all, that's pretty good. I've been out and about around the country recently, Mike, talking to quite a few rural folk, and they need good news.
Yes, they do. There's no question about that.
I was looking at the
sheep numbers yesterday, and it's dreadful. I was watching Michelle Bullock yesterday give her post-decision conference, and I still got the impression that she, like so many around the world, doesn't know what's going on.
No, she used a few technical terms yesterday too. She warns that things are a bit lumpy. Mm. I like that technical term. That resonated with me. Looking across the Tasman yesterday at the Reserve Bank of Australia, they had an official cash rate review. Their cash rate, obviously, 4.35%, a bit lower than ours at 5.5%. No change was expected to the cash rate going into this meeting. Of course, now the Australians have their budget next week, May, 14th of May. Now, when things like cash rates and monetary policy, when you start getting close to a budget, sort of you get this political overlay to them, despite the independence of the central bank, it's hard to separate monetary policy from the economy at these points. Now, cash rates held at 4.35, but as ever, it's all about the commentary. And I always do stress, Mike, what happens in places like Australia and the US does impact on us. It makes it quite hard for the RBNZ to do something if everyone's moving in a different direction. But in their statement, they said they need to be confident that inflation is moving sustainably to target, still very much data dependent. Inflation remains high and is falling more gradually than expected. You know, we had sort of, I think we've mentioned there were murmurs about rate hikes across the Tasman. They stated that the path of interest rates is uncertain. Yeah. The RBA board is not ruling anything in or out, so the door is sort of slightly ajar still for a hike. Persistence of services inflation is a key uncertainty. The board did discuss raising rates, but they felt the best thing to do was leave rates where they were. If I look at the impact on wholesale rates did fall in Australia yesterday, so I think there was a bit of relief that the chance of a rate hike had downplayed.
Just a quick word on Briscoes, because they deserve it. Anyone who's complaining about retail, go get a 101 from Briscoes, because they can't seem to fail.
Look, how good are these guys? The retail sector, considerable headwinds, held tough there. Briscoes announced first quarter sales numbers yesterday. It's only one quarter, but sales for their first trading quarter, that finishes the end of April, $183 million, 1% higher than the same quarter last year. Homeware under a bit of pressure, down 1%, but sporting goods up 4.3%. They said margins are under pressure. There was the comment that they expect retail sector in New Zealand to be highly challenging. But look, how good are these guys at what they're doing when retail sector is under so much pressure, and they've actually lifted their sales results. But I would make the comment, isn't it an interesting commentary on that sector when we are cheering a 1% rise in sales?
Anyone who's winning is winning. What are the numbers?
Right, so we got green numbers. We like green numbers. The Dow Jones is up 7 points, so it's just green, 38,856. The S&P 500 up 0.14%. 5188, and the Nasdaq has just drifted actually lower, down 24 points, 16,325. Overnight, the FTSE 100 had a great night, up 1.2%, 8313. The Nikkei, 1.57% gain overnight, 38835. Shanghai Composite was up small, up 7. The ASX 200, yeah, they loved that RBA number yesterday. They were up 1.4% on the ASX 200 yesterday, 7793, and we fell 20 points on the NZX 50, closing at 11,800. Kiwi dollar, 0.5999 against the US dollar, 0.91 against the Aussie, 0.5576 euro, 0.4796 against the pound, 92.79 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,314 and Brent crude, $83.51.
Go well, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.